Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Continuing with Professor James D. Tabor, his new book, The Lost Mary, Rediscovering the Mother of Jesus, the Historical Mary, the Mother of Jesus Christ, a new historical investigation of the most powerful woman in the world. We are now past the crucifixion, past the rising from the tomb on the third day, past the ascension. Where does the energy, the momentum, the genius of founding the Christian church come from? Where? It's a place, Mount Zion in Jerusalem. And the professor has been there many times, has pointed to the excavation in and around where, and also remember the phrase, the upper room. Professor, take us to Mount Zion. It's just before dawn in Jerusalem. I think you spent some quiet time there when you arrived for excavation. Where is that house, and what happens there after Jesus is dead? Good evening to you, and gone to heaven.
So you've got to imagine Jerusalem four square, north, south, east, and west. So this would be the southwest area. It's the highest hill in Jerusalem. So if you're on Mount Zion, as it was known then, not today. Today people think of Mount Zion as where the temple was. This is higher than the temple. These are wealthy people. Jesus eats the Last Supper at the courtesy or support of a wealthy patron. I don't know if it was Joseph of Arimathea or Nicodemus. These are two names that come up in the New Testament as wealthy people that were secretly supporting Jesus. But whoever provided that room, it was done for him to be with his disciples and eat the Last Supper. So that's the upper room. Now, it does not exist today, but what does exist, because millions of pilgrims go there, it's the second most visited site. Church of the Holy Sepulchre, crucifixion, second, the upper room. But that is a medieval structure. What has now been discovered, though, through excavations back as early as the 1950s, is that it's built over the foundation of a first century building. And that building is actually pictured up through the Byzantine period on some of our mosaic maps. So you'll have the Church of Mary, and then next to it, this odd little building that is marked as a church. And that's the Church of the Apostles, they called it. And they actually preserved it. Later, the Crusaders rebuilt over it because the Muslims destroyed all of that. The foundation stayed, and they built this beautiful cathedral over that, and they incorporated the foundations of the little building inside the medieval church. Well, now it's safe for the ages. That's why we can visit it today. But we have to go down below to see the foundations. Now, you mentioned my 4 a.m. experience. We're digging, I've been digging for over 10 years, just down the slope, another wealthy house. Not the upper room, that's a sacred site now, but there are dozens of these houses. They're in the upper city. They had a beautiful view of the temple. If you're wealthy, you would have such a mansion. And we've been digging one, but I like to get there early. I'm one of the co-directors of the dig. Several times I've gone up to this courtyard of that house that Mary lived in, that James lived in, that was the headquarters of the movement. And it's still open, even though the foundation would be below the ground, maybe 3 meters down. But you're in the space. It's the sacred space that I like. And I've sat there and I've wondered, is this the place, the hustle and bustle of an outdoor courtyard, that is the same space that that early movement thrived in? Think of the Apostle Paul coming in from Asia Minor. It says he goes up to Jerusalem to visit James, the Lord's brother. And I'm sitting there at 4 a.m. in the morning thinking, Paul walked through that archway right there, not the medieval one, but the one that would be below it, and came into the courtyard. And maybe James walked out to greet him, or more likely Jesus' mother would come out and say, "Paul, I heard you were coming. Welcome, welcome. Could we refresh you?" And so forth. So this movie's playing in my head based upon the space where I am. And we know that when Jerusalem was destroyed, we should not have this anymore. The Romans leveled that area of Mount Zion. The 10th Legion even camped up there. But when the Christians came back, probably when the Christians came back after the 70 CE destruction of Jerusalem,
right,
maybe 5-10 years later, we have records that say they rebuilt the little church of the apostles. That's what they call it, because they think this, they say church, they mean synagogue. James, for example, writes in his letter, if a poor man comes into your synagogue in Greek, he puts synagogue, it's not a church yet, but it becomes a church, you know, go ahead through the ages and it becomes a church. But I want you to get the feeling. So it's a house synagogue, and it becomes the world headquarters of the movement. Peter's there, Paul's there, the apostles meet there, and the upper room is there.
And Mary's there.
Mary's the matriarch.
Right.
She must greet all the visitors. People, can you imagine people that never met Jesus, and so they come to visit, pilgrims? I'm talking about in the first century. Pilgrims are later in the fourth. I'm talking first century people who come, Paul's converts. They come to Jerusalem for the festivals, and they're coming and they say, "Would you like to meet Jesus' mother?" Can you imagine what that would be like going in that courtyard? People lived outdoors, you know, basically there's probably an oven and a fire pit and a well. Actually, you can see where the well was. It's actually marked today. So that's a holy sight to me. And the Armenians are up there, and the Armenians revere James, not Peter, as the leader of the church. And they're the oldest Christian community in Jerusalem. And if you ask them, after Jesus died, who's in charge of things, they would agree with the Gospel of Thomas. They don't think it's Mary's child, because remember, the Eastern Church says, no, these are children of Joseph by a different marriage. He's an old man. But they do know at least that he's James. And there's a street there that I like to walk down, John, and it's called the Street of Yaakov James. It's my street because my first name is James. Who am I named after? The patriarch Jacob, but really I have a Christian name. It's considered, I'm named after the guy we're talking about.
James is in charge of the church the way Jesus was. And Mary is the hostess of everyone visiting. But they are at this point a Jerusalem worship service. Jerusalem, they're entirely in Jerusalem. Between the crucifixion and the Jewish revolt is about 35 years. The reason I'm making a detail of this is Mary lives a long time. You make the point that if you survived childhood in those days, you could live easily into your 70s and 80s. Do we think Mary is alive when James is murdered?
Boy, I almost hope not. The tradition is she died in the year 49, so she wouldn't have witnessed
right.
this. But that's a very late tradition of the Middle Ages. I give it no credence. We have no record of her death in the early centuries. Therefore, I don't think she's died. Can you imagine writing the book of Acts or writing any of the letters of Paul, if Mary had died in 49, then Paul wouldn't even have met her when he went up in 50. I think there's this idea of, okay, Mary's over now. Now we have Peter in the church. So she very well could have witnessed that. And to think of it just is horrible. I mean, crucifixion, I have a chapter on it. It's hard to read.
Right.
Josephus calls it the most wretched of deaths. And I give you the archaeology. We have found bones of a crucified person. So we know the details of how they died. And you don't want to think about it. But also James being stoned to death and beaten to death with a club.
In 63, is that the...
In 62 or 3, people differ on the date. But I think 63 is a good date. So she could well have witnessed that.
Right.
And she wouldn't have to be that old. She would only have to be in her 70s.
The Lost Mary is the book, Rediscovering the Mother of Jesus. We need to attend to something. The Jewish revolt happens between 66 and 70. And afterwards, the church, the Christian message spreads. Where's Mary in it when we come back? This is CBS Eye on the World with James Tabor. I'm John Batson.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.